In this week's Spotlight Now, Dominik Jun visits Skalka in Prague's Smíchov district and discovers Baroque-era ruins and forests and meadows galore.
I'm in Prague 5 in the Smíchov district, and I'm with Helena Kašer, who is the managing director of the Czechoslovak Documentation Center, which is a charity which archives samizdat publications from the communist era. And she's also a resident of this area, so she very kindly agreed to take me to a place that's called Skalka, which translates as mountain. Then we're just walking up a hill. So tell me, Helena, why is this place so interesting?
Musím říct, že sem chodím strašně ráda, protože teď zrovna třeba procházím.
I have to say that I really enjoy coming here because, for example, right now we're passing through an old marlite wall which chestnut tree roots are completely growing through, and the whole place looks like a primeval forest. Here among the leaves we can see the torso of a once beautiful building peeking through. The top windows are gone, the bottom ones have been sealed with concrete, grass is growing out of the gutters, and the chimneys have also long since gone, and the whole place is being guarded, if you will, by high nettles.
Všude všechno hlídají a chrání vysoké kopřivy.
It's a very interesting area, this. You get off at Kavalierka station, you walk a while, and there's a sort of a building that's derelict, falling to pieces, surrounded by trees.
První zmínky tady o té usedlosti pocházejí asi tak od 14.
The first mentions of this farmstead come from roughly the 14th century. Vineyards once grew here, as they did on much of the slopes in Smíchov. One of these was called Skalovská, and this was either the name then taken by the owner, Dorota Skalová, or the other way round, that the vineyards were named after her, and then the farmstead subsequently also took that name. This was built in the form we see before us at the end of the 18th century, and the ruins here to the right and the wall around that were agricultural farmsteads.
So Helena's pointing to really just ruins. So what was this building?
Když říkám hospodářské usedlosti, myslím tím, že to byla běžná zemědělská usedlost.
What I mean by agricultural farmsteads is an average farm where cattle was raised, and as we walk on, we'll see that to this also belonged a number of fields. But right now, we're still walking through an overgrown garden, and to our left, we see the ruins of several more buildings. Now we're arriving at a beautiful and monumental gate, which naturally is in a ruinous state too, and is covered in ivy and protected by two huge trees.
A chrání dva obrovské stromy.
So this is the gate to Skalka?
Ano, ano.
Yes, here we can see the remnants of the arch. It was a semicircle shape, obviously.
So it's basically just two pillars, the brick pillars that are again in quite a ruined state. So this park is more of a time capsule, really.
Myslím, že tak před dvěma lety.
I think it was about 2 years ago when a sign appeared here informing of the intentions of a developer to build three large villas here, but the locals became so angry that they kicked the sign to pieces before I could return home for a pen to make a note of the company registration number in order to find out who exactly was behind this developer. So to this day it remains a mystery, and no one knows if this wilderness of sorts full of wonderful ancient trees, bizarre trees, will remain, or if it will be wiped away and replaced by asphalt paths.
A nebo jestli se to tady vymítí a budou to asfaltové cestičky.
Why don't you know this? Is this public land? Is this protected in any way?
Kdo žije v Praze a trošičku se věnuje veřejnému mínění nebo mu je...
Anyone living in Prague who keeps up with local affairs just a little will know that such ideas from developers will never pass muster. Why do people love Prague 5? They love it because there are these and many more farmsteads dotted around the place. Some have since completely vanished and only their names remain. And there are also countless similar parks and forests which are a little rough around the edges.
Takových podobných, více či méně upravených parků a lesoparků.
There's a lot of pressure here from developers, you're saying.
Já bych řekla, že zcela určitě, protože na kopci Strahov už vznikly.
I would say definitely because on the Strahov Hill the first luxury villas were already built a number of years ago, and I think that it is the most beautiful location in Prague because all around is greenery, at least for the moment, and there is also a great view. This park in Skalka is a paradise for walking your dog, but also for parents and children, as there are rock formations above Blazinská Street, which are something of an indication of the Barrandov rocks. Various rock layers can be seen, so school children are often taken here to learn about geology. The protected nature reserves begin a little further up, while this is all still part of the Skalka farmstead plot.
Usedlosti Skalka.
So there's the place is dotted with different natural reservations. It's funny to think that we're in Prague and really right now completely surrounded by trees, fields and meadows. Just have a listen to some of the nature. We've just continued to walk down the paths, and to our right are a series of hills, forested hills, but we also see some new flats.
Ten kopec.
That is Strahov. The hill above the luxury quarter is Strahov.
Na tou luxusní čtvrtí je Strahov.
Walking up a hill along the grass. And just at the crest of the hill emerges an amazing view of Prague. We're facing west, looking even further west out towards in the direction of Plzeň.
Tohle je vlastně údolí Smíchova. Tady vidíme
Strahov. That is actually the Smíchov Valley, and over there we can see the Strahov television tower, and beyond that hill is Břevnov.
Kopec Břevnov. Teda pod kopcem je Břevnov. A my se teď podíváme na tu skalní vyhlídku.
So now we're going to the scalp.
Čelouka, po které teď jdeme. Tady ještě můžeme vidět zbytky.
On the meadow which we're now traversing, we can see the remains of a former children's playground, all kinds of climbing constructions. And here in the middle we can see underpinnings where once there was a wooden arbor or summer house. And that's where we always used to picnic with the children. Not just us, but many other families too. And as you can see from the terrain, in winter, when all this is covered in snow, many families continue to come here in order to sleigh. This is a very beloved place.
Sáňkovat a pekáčovat.
Yep,
to je velmi oblíbené místo.
Yeah, this is a sort of football pitch-sized clearing with relatively cut grass. It's not really a meadow, it's more of a field, more of a park-looking type area. And it looks perfect for that sort of thing, for skiing and for sleighing in winter time. Yeah. We've just turned left, and to our left now is a little sort of crater where you can see that some people have created a campsite, a fireplace. And now we're walking up a rather steep hill, which again looks to be another peak. And I believe this will be our destination. This is the Skalka, or the Skala, after which this whole area is named. So here we are at the peak of rock structure. It's quite steep if we look down. Trees. Again, another wonderful view of Prague. We can see down towards Smíchov. Helena's stepping right out to the very edge. Oh wow, it is really a very steep cliff.
Tady je jeskyně.
And there's a cave, which we probably can't get into because it's underneath. We'd have to climb down, but there's a cave beneath us as well, Helena says.
Víš, a tady děti lozí.
The children climb up here.
A velmi často si tady hrají na kovboje.
And they play cowboys and Indians
here
a lot. And it's a perfect place to play, I can see that. Well, thank you very much for taking us here, Helena.
It's been a pleasure.